This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This is National Adoption Month. That nationwide focus on adoption can cause anyone in the birth triad to do some extra reflecting, whether birth parent, adoptive parent, or adoptee. Zeke Anders is an adoptee who grew up in Dearborn. He's now a filmmaker in Los Angeles. Zeke has shared his adoption journey through a vlog, a video blog he calls American Soul, as in Seoul, South Korea, where he was born. Zeke Anders is with us now here. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I want to start with some full disclosure. I am an adoptee. Although your adoption experience centered around having been born in Korea and then growing up as basically the only Asian kid at your very, very white Dearborn schools and neighborhood, I was adopted at 7 weeks old and raised by a family in Ferndale.
Okay.
And grew up with a lot of the very same questions you phrased. I think there's a lot of commonalities in the experience that we adoptees have. As you look around at your family and no one looks like you, that's a big start right there. Whether you're from Korea or whether, as it turned out, you're from just a few mere miles away, because I did find my birth mother. But tell us a little of your story. Most of us have just the tiniest little scraps of hints about our roots. You have even less. You don't even know your birth date.
Exactly. It's a best guesstimate. And, you know, I was adopted, I think, in Busan. And that's only because, actually, just being back in Michigan, I went up into the attic and found all these old papers that my mother had kept. And I found a hospital, like, record sheet, and it said from Busan. So, and I was adopted when I was about three, came to O'Hare in Chicago. And that's really all I know, you know, nothing prior from that. So,
tell me about your adoptive family.
They were, you know, they were a white American couple. Really, really wonderful people. I mean, and I'm not just saying that because they're my parents, but they really were. They loved me unconditionally. They were also very religious. My mother was a PK, which is a pastor's kid. It was maybe a little too much for me, but you know, I can't complain because I mean, they provided me with a wonderful life,
and it was nurturing and loving.
Absolutely.
And being in Dearborn, especially this, we're talking in the 70s.
Yes.
Very Caucasian. Let's just put that mildly.
Exactly.
But you talk in your vlog that you weren't especially aware of being the only Asian kid at the school. In fact, even your friends weren't.
Right. You know, living inside my own body, growing up, I didn't feel, you know, excluded necessarily. Now, you know, when I would meet new people and you know, new kids and friends on the playground, of course, their perception is, you look different. Who are you? And there's this awkward sort of moment of trying to figure out each other and how we fit together. But personally inside, you know, I was just like everybody else. And that's, again, because I was growing up in a white family and just very Americanized.
You're not just telling your story. You are inviting. You are really opening the door. Please let me know your thoughts. You want to get a dialogue going.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things with vlogging and just, I think, in today's social media world, it's not just a platform for someone to just speak. It's also a platform for interaction and opening up dialogue, as you said. And, you know, again, one of the reasons why I also made this was to sort of bring out adoption to the forefront of people's minds. And, you know, there's a lot of stigma that's still attached to adoption. And I think the more that, you know, you can educate people and just, bring to light, I think it helps overall.
Put a face on adoption.
Exactly.
You work as you challenge adoptees to share their thoughts and opinions, and you ask questions, a series of questions. And one of those was, what annoys you? And your answer to your own question absolutely blew me away, because you said that people say what when they hear you're adopted?
I'm sorry.
I was blown away. I've never, ever, ever heard that. Where do you think that comes from?
I don't know. And that's, you know, that's the most common. I mean, I get a lot of answers, but that's the one that's the most common. And I don't necessarily think they mean it the way it sounds.
Wow.
It's still a little annoying.
Yeah.
But I don't know where it comes from. I think they just feel very saddened that I did not grow up perhaps with my biological family, or, you know, in my own country. Or
maybe that's the difference between you having come from Korea, that somehow they're sensing that separateness where I didn't.
Right.
But yeah, that was something. I also love this question you posed. Give me a perk about being adopted. What'd you hear from people?
I heard a lot of, we're different. We stand out. I heard one comment said, which I thought it was really interesting. It made me become more independent as a person.
I know one thing that you could say is when you see things in your family or members of your family that are kind of wacky, and you can kind of say to yourself, well,
yeah.
Nature nurture here.
Right, right, right. Someone did say, which was sort of a lot of adoptees feel that, you know, they want to find their biological parents and they want to find their history because of their whole genetic history. And one person made a comment about a perk saying, I'm glad I don't know. That, you know what, I'm just here, I'll just live my life as healthy as I can and not have any of that genetic history of worry. So,
now, you never did make any effort to find your birth parents.
No.
Why is that?
It just never really was like a void. It never really, you know, mattered really. And part of it is because I think my parents are the parents that I've always known. But, yeah, it was just never a need. I mean, now that I'm older, it's, you know, I could, and I, you know, out of curiosity, I might try to find, you know, any history, but
I debated with it for years and years and years and years, and finally in my 50s,
mm-hmm.
I did the search through the adoption agency, and I did find my birth mother, and my whole reason was I wanted to say thank you,
yeah,
and reassure her that all was well.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for a new mom and that, but it was, and it was pretty amazing to see someone whose face echoed mine,
yeah.
First time in my life, and that was pretty powerful, I will have to say. I'm wondering what reactions, Zeke, to your vlog have maybe touched you the most.
I mean, there's been so much feedback, and people have just reached out to me, not just on like YouTube, but I mean, just personally on you know, emails and correspondence, and you know, they've expressed how similar our stories are, and you know, I'm not alone, because I think, you know, growing up, there's this tendency to feel like I'm alone and I'm vulnerable and I don't have a place to fit. And that's really encouraging and, you know, just heartwarming to know that, yeah, there's a whole group of us and we can act as a support group to one another.
I have known adoptees who, for whatever reason, kind of grew up with a chip on their shoulder about having been adopted. And you're shaking your head like that does ring bells.
Yeah. It's funny because out of my vlog, I've come to realize that I've been labeled as a happy adoptee. So
that's interesting.
And you know, I'm not ashamed of that. You know, I mean, I had a great childhood and, again, a family who loved me unconditionally. But, you know, on the flip side, yes, there are adoptees out there that, you know, have had obstacles and tribulations. And for their own, you know, solid reasons, they need to figure things out or they need to, you know, deal with and cope with their issues. So.
Now, I know you tell us in your vlog how your mom passed away when you were just 17, so you weren't even out of high school. How about your dad?
Passed away in 2008.
Okay. So did that, you think, give you kind of a license, if you will, or a sense of freedom to really express feelings that maybe you would have kept hidden until had they been around to watch?
I think you're right. I was always a little guarded with my feelings, and maybe that's attributed to being adopted and just growing up in an interracial family. I know when my mother passed away, obviously that was hard, being also a teenager, and it made me have to grow up a little sooner. Even then, I was starting to sort of reach in and sort of express my personal feelings at that point. I think when my father passed away, that was sort of like, it felt weird because it was like I was an orphan again.
Which we all feel,
yeah,
when that happens.
Yeah. And so I think at that point, I was like, yeah, it was like, well, what do I have to lose now? I might as well just sort of let it all out and just let the chips fall where they may.
It's easy to watch. It's five installments that will not take a lot of time, but will get you really thinking. Zeke Anders' vlog is called American Soul, and you can find it on his website, ZekeAnders.com, ZekeAnders.com. It was great to meet you and talk with you, Zeke. Thank you
so much. Thank you.